Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. We're going to be gearing up for this year, this wonderful brand new 2024. And I just wanted to help people think about how they can create a kitchen that's useful for them and to understand how things get tested by professional companies. I'm working with a book by the America's Test Kitchen. And, you know, on average, they take 160 hours to produce every story that they publish. And so they write about products that they've only tested so that we know that this is something that they have done themselves. And they're looking for products that are widely available so that you can find them. I think that's the whole point of this show, is what can you do and what can you enjoy. You know, there are at least four tenets of gear testing: that it must serve the user. You know, a good tool isn't necessarily the one with the most bells and whistles. It's the one that works for you. I remember someone once asking me, you know, what's the best blender? I said, the one that I use the most. And I think that's true in any kitchen. You know, if you're going to use it, then that's the tool for you. If it's something you wouldn't use, then no matter how good the tool is, it isn't something that you need to have on hand. You know, you could be left-handed, or you could be low on space, or you might need a skillet that's induction compatible. You know, it depends on what equipment you already have. I have a little gas stovetop, and I find that I use that. But I do have an electric induction plate that if I had to, I could use that, and that would create, if you will, a portable kitchen. And I think that's something that, you know, that what you're going to be hearing as much as we can, highlight the strengths and the weaknesses of some of the pieces that they've tested so that you can find the tool that really best fits your needs. You know, it isn't just to buy it all at once. It's to layer it in little by little. You know, it's basically, they're looking for pieces that will last. You know, they have testers of different sizes, of different skill levels, and different dominant hands, you know, try out the products and give them feedback at America's Test Kitchen. And so, you know, what you're getting here is something that is not just publicity. You know, that basically they buy all the equipment that they test. And they don't accept freebies or advertising. So, you know, whether they're reviewing a wooden spoon or a trendy gadget of the moment, you can be sure that the opinions come from these chefs at America's Test Kitchen, who really have done quite a bit to bring together this gearing up show, and in fact, three shows, because it's something that creating a kitchen is something that does take time. And I know my kitchen has sort of changed its look over the years depending on what I was doing. And I found that having a little island that I can roll around and sort of tee into a counter space expands my kitchen area and expands my cutting space. And I can set up more than one cutting board. And so these are just things to consider when you're gearing up. You know, what space do you have? You know, what's the purpose? You know, what do you think you're going to be doing? You know, because a pretty pan can pretty quickly lose its appeal if it doesn't cook evenly or if it's impossible to get clean. So, you know, basically we're prioritizing function and ease of use, durability, and value far above the aesthetics. And I think that's important, too. You know, you want something that you're going to enjoy using, but it isn't because it looks good that you enjoy using it. It's because its functionality is something that actually works. You know, whether it's pricey high-end blenders or humble spatulas, you know, they're looking for pieces that will continue to perform for a long time to come, not end up in a landfill in a few months' time. I know I certainly enjoy certain pans and certain equipment, and I think this is important for all that that we're going to be doing here today. You know, I think what you're looking for in equipping your kitchen and gearing up, you know, the more things you can do with a single piece of equipment, the fewer pieces you'll need. That's just common sense. Now you can make most basic to moderately complicated recipes with just a handful of common kitchen tools. And I think, you know, when you outfit yourself like a cook, basically, the thing that, again, these are just simple things. These are not things that are in any way intended to clutter your kitchen. You do want a good apron. You just do. It'll keep your clothes clean. It provides a convenient pocket for holding those smaller tools, including, you know, some of the other items that we'll talk about later in the list. So you're going to be spending a lot of time on your feet and having some kitchen clogs. Good shoes that provide support. I know I found Ufas to be absolutely wonderful for my feet. My feet were starting to feel very tender. And I started wearing them, and literally the pain went away. And so, you know, it's finding the shoes that work for your body, that provide support, because it makes a world of difference. Again, this is so simple, a dish towel. You know, just to have something to dry your hands on between washes and, you know, mop up those small spills that do happen when you're working in any event in your kitchen. Having a digital timer. I know I use one for my show. You just need to track your recipe's progress, even when you step away from the kitchen. So you want to have some way of knowing how long it's been or how long you want it to be so that you can set up a timer. And the digital timers are so easy to use. You know, they start, stop, and clear. And that's something that I think we all need to have reminders of. What baking is certainly something that you're, you know, more conscious of. You know, when you're sautéing something, you're pretty much standing over it the whole time. So, you know, you want... they talk about an instant read thermometer. And with, you know, one of those in your pocket, you're only a second away from determining your food's doneness. And I think that's important to do it. You know, you do want to choose multifunctional pieces. Obviously, you know, the more things you can do with a single piece of equipment, the fewer pieces you'll need. And I think investing in tools that will last, you know, the good quality equipment doesn't mean spending hundreds on absolute top-of-the-line models, but it means spending a little more in the short term to save money in the long term. You know, a moderately priced, good quality pan that you have to buy only once will cost less in several years' time than an inexpensive but shoddily made pan that warps. I know I've certainly enjoyed, and this is my note, zirconian knives over the metal. They seem to last longer, they hold their edge better, and, you know, having two or three good knives, a serrated knife, a good paring knife, and basically a chef's knife, those three are what I tend to use all the time. And I think this is something that, you know, you want to buy items that you'll actually use. You know, no two collections of kitchen equipment should look exactly the same, because no two people like to cook exactly the same way. You know, before you buy any new gear, think about what and how you enjoy cooking. You know, if you don't like washing dishes, you want to prioritize ease of cleanup. No gadget with nooks and crannies or appliances with fiddly pieces. You know, you have to clean individually. So this is something that, you know, if you rarely bake, do you really need, you know, a Vunt pan? Because I certainly have not used one. And, I, you know, would it fit in my toaster oven? And the simple answer is no. So, you know, you don't know, if you don't know how you like to cook, excuse me, you probably just need a little time and a little more experience to figure it out. So, you know, stick to the basics. You can always add more to your collection later on. I'm going to take a wonderful sip of my tea here. All right. And the other thing is, you know, we've just come off the holiday season. You probably spent your budget on things that you're buying for other people. And for yourself, you know, don't try and buy everything at once. You know, a few pieces here, a few pieces there makes all the difference in your progress, because basically you can add pieces and you don't have to feel that pinch in your wallet. You know, basically, again, you're asking yourself questions, customizing those wonderful collections, you know, what do I want to be able to do in my kitchen? And I think that's really important. You know, you want to optimize your kitchen because you want to save on counter space. And consider replacing some countertop appliances with mini versions that might be stored in a drawer, such as an immersion blender, you know, and single-serve coffee maker in place of a full-size blender and a coffee maker. And, you know, save space. So you can see what you can do. Do you want to cook just enough for one or two? You know, your quarter sheet pans, you know, fit inside many of your toaster ovens. So you can cook a meal for two without turning on your actual oven. I know I haven't even used the oven in my house. I have a convection oven, basically a fancy toaster oven, and I use it for everything. So you don't have to, again, invest inexpensive equipment. It's just knowing that you have what you need on hand. You know, you're basically expanding your baking repertoire. You know, bake professional quality breads with a baking stone or steel for better browning. You know, a baking peel for transferring loaves to the oven, and a lame for scoring the dough and creating intricate patterns. Again, you know, you're trying to see what you would use. You know, I don't even use a grill outside, but some people are set to do their, they already have a grill. And they certainly have a good pair of grill tongs that they're going to be using. Or you might invest in an outdoor oven pizza. A pizza oven, excuse me. Or a nice cooler for keeping your drinks frosty. So again, these are just all ways of customizing your kitchen. You want to eat and actually enjoy more vegetables. Preparing and prepping vegetables, you know, gives you the perfect excuse to play with some fun and specialized knives. As I said, I've really enjoyed my zirconian knives, but there are Japanese vegetable cleavers. There's a good vegetable peeler that makes quick work of removing those tough rinds, and a mandolin, which is great for slicing. You know, you can certainly create custom you can create slices that are similar, and that way, when things are about the same size, they cook about the same amount of time. And all these are important things to talk about when you're looking at gearing up your kitchen. You know, when you're feeding a crowd, they say, two words, slow cooker. With this underrated appliance, you can set a big batch of food to cook and forget about it until it's time to serve. So a roomed baking sheet can be used to make huge slabs of pie and sheet cakes. You know, if you love to cook outdoors, a flat-top grill will let you whip up, you know, piles of burgers and vegetables and eggs and more in record time. So, again, these are just ways to look at it. You know, in fashion, a capsule wardrobe would be a collection of classic pieces that can be mixed and matched to create a large number of unique outfits. So why not apply the same concept to kitchen gear? So in looking at just, again, things that are tools in your capsule kitchen, you want to allow yourself to cook the widest variety of recipes possible using the least amount of gear, especially if you have limited space or you're just starting out. So these are some of the basics that you want to stock your kitchen with. Obviously, a good chef's knife, we've talked about that, but, you know, it's the most versatile knife in the kitchen. And, you know, whether you're mincing herbs or chopping vegetables or doing, you know, your basic, breaking down a chicken or filleting a fish, having a knife that's sharp makes all the difference in the world. It does not mean that you have to be sharpening all the time, but you want a knife that can hold its edge. Certainly a cutting board. You know, it'll provide a stable surface for your prep work, and it'll keep your counter clean because you can pick it up. You know, it can help prevent your knife from dulling too quickly as well. I was watching the other night, there was a steam cleaner that cleaned cutting boards and really went, you know, beyond what most cleaners do. And I thought, well, that's a simple way of doing something. And it's just using water, so you don't have to use chemicals, which obviously you don't want your food tasting like soap or other things that you clean with. So this is certainly an answer to something like that. You know, your measuring spoons and your measuring cups, you know, accurately measuring those ingredients is important in all cooking, especially so in baking. You know, your measuring spoons let you measure your small amounts, you know, and there are sets that come with an eighth teaspoon measure, and even in a pared-down capsule kitchen, you should have a set of dry measuring cups as well as a liquid measuring cup. A mixing bowl. Obviously, it's used for everything from whisking things together, you know, vinaigrette, to melting butter, to stirring together cake batter. So, you know, having a good bowl is always going to make a difference. A fish spatula. You know, despite the specificity of its name, the thin metal edge and the subtle curve of a fish spatula actually makes it the best all-purpose spatula for flipping food. So you can get underneath, you can get around, you can turn. The silicone spatula is your best friend for mixing, stirring, and scraping because it's flexible. This is the one that's rubber, and its slightly rounded head is built for getting into those corners. So you can really clean your equipment while you're doing it. Tongs will let you securely grab hot foods. I know the temptation is to grab something with your hand, and you really need to resist that. I know most chefs that I know, their fingers are slightly tempered anyway because they do tend to touch hot things hotter than most other people do. So this is something that, you know, it's your decision as to whether or not you want to make it that much hotter. Tongs, again, let you secure those hot foods, and whether you're turning or transferring large roasts, or you're tossing portions of pasta, you just want to know that you can move and manipulate fiddly pieces, you know, such as dumplings or vegetables. Your instant read thermometer certainly can be, tells you when your food is done, and that's a simple tool to have on hand. Your cast iron skillet, you know, skillets come in a variety of materials, and basically a cast iron skillet, it's a versatile choice for everything from searing a steak to shallow frying to oven roasting and baking, so this is a seasoned cast iron skillet is just naturally non-stick, so this makes it a pan for all seasons, so to speak. And a Dutch oven. You know, little Dutch ovens can do a lot for braising and searing and frying and baking. So, you know, you can use one to boil pasta and, you know, make a one-pot dinner. And you could bake bread in it. So when we come back, we'll be talking about sweet potato recipes. Stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
All right, so as promised, we're going to be doing some sweet potato recipes during this section. I decided to focus on sweet potatoes because I think they're an underserved potato, number one. And number two, they are so versatile. So in talking basically to the internet and looking at things that are available, it's called a twice-baked sweet potato. And, you know, you're looking at the prep time, you know, where you're cooking is passive. So that's like, an hour and 15 minutes breaking it up. So basically, you're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees, and you are going to be placing six sweet potatoes. The about the same size. When you have potatoes that are the same size, they'll cook at the same time. This is true of any food, and it's just easier to get things done at the same time. So at the 375 degrees, you're going to be baking for 1 hour those six sweet potatoes that have the skin on, and they've been scrubbed. And then after that 1 hour, you're removing them from the oven and let them stand until they're cool enough to handle. Okay? You're going to be mixing in a bowl 4 tablespoons of brown sugar and butter and cream cheese, so that you'll be putting in 4 tablespoons of butter that's room temperature and 4 ounces of cream cheese that's room temperature. So that's going into a bowl on its own. And then you're going to be spicing it with 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger. So that's, you know, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and then a little salt and freshly ground pepper to seasoning to taste. So you're splitting the potatoes after they've been baked for an hour at 375 degrees. And in that bowl, you've again added your brown sugar, your butter, your cream cheese, and all the spices, and you mash it with a fork or a rubber spatula. And then you're adding the butter and cream cheese mixture to the sweet potato flesh. So you scoop it out and you fold it in completely. And then you add the filling back into the skinned potatoes. So those potato skins are now, have been wonderfully seasoned and texturized. And then you're going to place these 6 potatoes on a half sheet tray, and then you bake for 15 minutes or until they're golden. And, you know, again, this is twice baked. So it's baked an hour the first time and 15 minutes the second time. And you have quite a lovely, lovely dish to serve friends and family. And again, most of it is passive. So again, when you're putting together some of these things, again, having the right tools can make all the difference. So, you know, when you're mashing the brown sugar and the cream cheese, sometimes you can, you know, again, find the right fork or the right, you know, rubber spatula that can scrape things down from the side and do what you need to do. And I think, you know, all these things can be, you know, collected in your kitchen and put in easy reach. I think that always makes a difference when you're doing, when you're putting things together and having fun. And, you know, I think all of these sweet potato recipes, I know I certainly enjoyed doing it. And basically, when you're looking at a potato, you're looking at somewhere between 350 degrees and 400 degrees. You know, you can use the very small potatoes if you don't want to use the big ones. They're under 2 inches wide. Those will take about 30 minutes. Your medium or your small, about 2 to 3 inches, will be tender in somewhere between 40 minutes to an hour. And you know, your large is 3 inches, and it'll take at least an hour to bake or more to be tender. And, you know, the thing with potatoes is you want to sort of ventilate them with stabbing them with a fork. So basically you puncture the skin with a fork, and that way the potatoes don't burst. And I think this is something that, you know, you basically want to, you know, poke those, you know, potatoes 4 to 5 times with a fork. And this way you won't have your food exploding in an oven, because you don't want them bursting while they're cooking. If you like eating the skin, you're going to drizzle a little extra virgin olive oil, or I've also used grapeseed oil, and you sprinkle just a little salt and pepper over each one. If you want a softer skin, then you want to wrap each one in aluminum foil, or Again, if you want that skin unwrapped, this will make a crisper skin. So it's just, you know, how do you want your potato to taste as far as texture? You're cooking on the middle rack in your oven, and you're going to peel after you cook if you don't want to eat the skin. So that way the skin will contain all the wonderful sweet juices while you're cooking it, even if you don't want to eat the skin. So you certainly have some choices when you're dealing with sweet potatoes. And I think, you know, this is part of the fun of baking and doing what you're going to do with food during the holidays and after the holidays. You know, I think some of the things that we're looking at in general, you know, your vegetables that are wonderful as a combination with these wonderful sweet potatoes, your caramelized onions, your garlicky chickpeas, your feta, you know, your fresh herbs certainly can make a wonderful variety of sweet potatoes, and roasted broccoli. So, you know, you basically, it's an amazing versatility, a little sweet potato, and I think this is why, you know, in creating recipes, you can combine thoughts. In terms of recipes, you can use the same recipe over and over and, you know, see how you enjoy, what you enjoy when you're doing it. Obviously, I said this before, you want to keep your potatoes about the same size when you're cooking them. That way, they'll all cook at the same time. So when we come back, we're going to have more sweet potato recipes. This is a sweet potato show, if you will, because I just found that, again, when you're gearing up for the new year, sometimes it's keeping it simple, having one food that you like, and bringing it to the table for the family to enjoy. So stay tuned. We'll have more recipes.
Cooking with Sunflare Solar Ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare Solar Oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elysachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. ElysaChefForYou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Now, you know, in gearing up, basically we're talking about sweet potatoes and the versatility that they have. And in looking at a sweet potato and honey with cinnamon, basically this is quite a lovely dish that you can prepare. So, you know, you don't have to use fancy ingredients. Basically, you could take 4 sweet potatoes, and you're peeling them, and you're cutting them into 1-inch cubes. So you're going to be baking it in small pieces, and you're going to be using about 1/4 cup of oil that you're going to be drizzling after you cook, and about 1/4 cup of honey. So you preheat that oven to 375 degrees. You're going to lay those little sweet potato pieces on a single layer and drizzle them all with oil. Put a little honey, put a little cinnamon, a little salt and pepper to taste, and you'll be roasting it in your oven at anywhere between 25 and 30 minutes at 375 degrees. So, you know, again, this is something where all these wonderful little pieces, you know, when you take it out of the oven, you drizzle it with a little more oil. You can certainly add more potatoes if you want or not. And I think, you know, with all of this, basically the potatoes are something that I certainly have enjoyed for different amounts of the holiday season. And I think this is something where, you know, knowing what you've got can make all the difference. You know, if you want to make a fancier dish, you know, a Peruvian roast chicken with Swiss chard and sweet potatoes certainly fits the bill. You know, the roomy roasting pan is something that will provide, you know, ample space for cooking a complete one-pan meal for up to 6 people. So you can arrange, you know, a side of sweet potatoes on the bottom of this wonderful pan. And, you know, you're going below the chicken, so you're going to let them soak up the dressings and the drippings from the chicken. It's excellent, wonderful flavor. So you've got, just to quickly review some of the ingredients, you've got 1/4 cup of fresh mint leaves, about 10 garlic cloves that have been chopped, 5 that have been sliced, about 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil that's been divided because you'll be using some before and after. So you're adjusting your oven rack to a middle position, and you're going to heat the oven to 425 degrees. Again, this is taking it up to the top. And you'll process the mint, so you've got those wonderful fresh mint leaves, and you chop the garlic. And you've got 1 tablespoon of oil, a little cumin, just a tablespoon, again, not a whole lot, a tablespoon of honey, 2 teaspoons of smoked paprika, and 1 teaspoon of salt, and a little habanero in the blender, you know, until it's nice and smooth. It takes about 20 seconds, not that much. And then using your fingers, you're going to gently loosen the skin, covering both the thighs and the drumsticks, and spread half of that paste that you put together, that mint and garlic and oil and cumin and honey and paprika, your oregano, your lime zest, and your lime juice, little pepper against the salt and pepper, and you're going to put the chicken, and you put all this paste basically directly on the meat. And then you're spreading the remaining half of the paste over the exterior of the chicken. So, you know, you can get underneath the skin and on top of the skin. And then you place the chicken in a gallon Ziploc bag, and you refrigerate this for at least an hour, up to 24 hours. So sometimes there's things you can do ahead of time, and that way you can enjoy spending time with your guests. You're going to toss potatoes. And in this situation, we're using 3 pounds of potatoes that have been peeled. The ends have been squared off, and you slice it into 1-inch thick rounds. And again, this just opens up more surface for baking. So you'll toss the potatoes with a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt, and then you heat the remaining 2 tablespoons of oil in a 16 by 12 inch roasting pan. Over medium-high heat, you know, over 2 burners if possible, until it's shimmering. And then you add the potatoes to this wonderful mixture of oil and spices. And you use the cut side down, and then you cook until it's well browned on the bottom, about 6 to 8 minutes. And then off the heat, you're flipping your potatoes. You're laying your chicken skin side up on the top. And you're roasting until the thighs and the drumsticks register about 175 degrees. This is where that thermometer that you can stick right into the meat can be wonderful gear to have for your kitchen. Wonderful tool for so many uses, but it really does give you a sense of how close done you are. You know, if you had to cut the meat open, you basically don't want to see pink. So basically, you're adding potatoes, you cut side down, you cook that for 6 to 8 minutes. And then off the heat, you flip the potatoes, and then you lay the chicken skin side up on the top, and you roast until, again, the thighs and drumsticks register about 175 degrees. It takes about 40 to 50 minutes, and then you're rotating the pan halfway through. Then you remove the pan from the oven, you transfer the potatoes and the chicken to a platter. You tent this with aluminum foil, and you let it rest for about 10 minutes. And then, you know, being careful of that hot pan, the handles, you want to pour off all but about 1/4 cup of liquid left in the pan. And you add sliced garlic, and you cook over a high heat, over 2 burners again, until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Doesn't take long at all. And then you add the chard and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and you cook, stirring it constantly until the chard is nice and wilted and tender. Again, it takes about 8 minutes. And you transfer it to a bowl. And then you're sprinkling cilantro over the chicken and the potatoes. And you serve with the chard and lime wedges. There's something so wonderful about using lime, if you can, to something that, especially, you know, chicken and potatoes and something like that. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have more information about gearing up.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflair.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to ElyssaChefForYou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. ElyssaChefForYou@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Now, I just want to go on because, again, there's just so much information about gearing up. And I wanted to talk about how to make your nonstick skillet last longer. Basically, you know, I think with all of this, when you're using a good skillet, you know, price is important when you're evaluating nonstick skillets. You know, your nonstick coating technology certainly has come a long way, and I know I've certainly enjoyed my nonstick skillets. And I think this is something that, you know, when you buy one, it is the start, if you will, of a lifelong relationship. So, you know, sometimes, especially with a nonstick, you can think of it as a temporary fling, but it's more. So, you know, don't bother spending hundreds of dollars on a nonstick pan. But, you know, it's basically you want something that you can enjoy using for as long as it is giving you good life, so to speak. You do not want to use metal utensils, including spatulas. So you can certainly use the rubber ones. You don't want to scratch that nonstick coating. And, you know, wooden will certainly work well. Silicone coated is another. You know, you don't want to cut food directly in the skillet. You know, the temptation when you're cooking something like a quiche or something. You do not want to put it in the dishwasher. not built for that. And, you know, you don't want to preheat an empty skillet or put it under the broiler. Basically, you don't want to stack it with other pans because, again, it gets scratched. If you must stack it, use a soft cloth, a paper plate, or paper towels as a buffer between the two pans. That'll help. And you don't want to put that hot skillet under cold water. You know, the sudden temperature change can cause the metal to warp, and you don't want to do that. Now, when you talk about seasoning a pan, that's always something that you want to, you know, do. You want to basically place a dry skillet over medium heat for about 30 seconds. Again, you're just tempering it. You're getting it just long enough to warm the skillet without getting it hot enough to lead to what they call off-gassing. And then you're going to apply a small amount of vegetable oil. Again, you want to do something that doesn't have too strong a taste. The grapeseed oil works well, sometimes canola. And you want to put that just on the pan itself after it's been heated for 30 seconds. And you're going to be using a folded paper towel or a cloth to rub that oil across the entire surface of the skillet and then turn off the heat. let the skillet cool, and then you're going to wipe out any excessive oil. And, you know, there's been some controversy about whether the nonstick coatings are safe. And, you know, your traditional nonstick coatings are made by spraying anywhere from 1 to 5 layers of a nonstick coating over a metal, usually an aluminum base. You know, your traditional nonstick coatings contain a compound which I'm not even going to try and pronounce, but it's PTFE, which makes them very strong and flexible and slick. And these coatings will gradually degrade and become less nonstick. So the whole thing of 50 eggs or whichever, before, if it starts to stick before the 50 eggs have been cooked. You know, if you're certainly, you know, if you're concerned about the coating, you certainly can opt for a nonstick pan that's ceramic. You know, your cast iron, your carbon steel pans are still good alternatives because they become naturally nonstick with use. And I think this is all something where, you know, you've got, you know, grouping cast iron and carbon steel pans into the same category may seem surprising, but on the surface, these two types of pans couldn't seem more different. Your cast iron is heavy and rustic, and conjures images of cowboys cooking steaks and cornbread over an open fire, where your carbon steel is sleeker and more refined. You know, but when you look at function, it all starts to make sense. Both cast iron and carbon steel excel at searing. So your carbon steel is super resistive and responsive, excuse me. It definitely heats and cools quickly. Your thick cast iron heats more slowly, but it'll hold on to the heat for a long time. So investing in a good pan can make a wonderful difference. You know, both pans require seasoning, and with proper seasoning, they can develop a natural nonstick surface that will ensure that your food will release from the bottom of the pan each time. You know, a carbon steel skillet can do everything a stainless steel cast iron and nonstick can do, and in some cases, even better. So carbon steel is an alloy that's made of about 1% carbon and 99% iron. Despite its name, it actually contains a bit less carbon than cast iron. So this slightly lower carbon content makes carbon steel less brittle than cast iron. So pans made with this can be thinner and more lightweight. You know, that's certainly something to consider when you're buying your equipment and you're using equipment. I think this makes a whole difference. You know, seasoning, basically, involves heating a thin layer of oil until it bonds with the pan in a process called I'm not even going to try and say that. Basically, over time, these thin layers of polymesmerized oil will build up to create a natural, nonstick, durable surface that keeps moisture away from the metal so that it can't rust. And I think this is important. You know, these days, most all cast iron skillets come pre-seasoned, and unless you have a skillet with significant damage, you'll almost never need to season one from scratch. Just make sure to dry your cast iron skillet completely after each use and spread a very thin layer of oil over its entire surface and heat it until the surface looks dry. You know, don't worry about being perfect when seasoning a pan. You know, it's a process. It takes time. You know, the seasoning looks blotchy or patchy, keep going. It'll get better. You know, seasoning sometimes takes 2 steps forward and 1 step back. So that, you know, one of the chefs talks about her carbon steel skillet took more than a year to become fully seasoned. So, you know, basically give yourself time and do what you need to do with all this. I think gearing up your kitchen is a process, and this is important. So stay tuned when we come back. A few closing thoughts for you.
recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
I think, you know, in looking at the first of a series of three shows talking about gearing up, you know, whether you're looking at creating a gift for someone, whether it's for a wedding or a stocking stuffer, you know, you can certainly create, you know, little mini whisks and thermometers and things that you can certainly, you know, share with people that won't break the budget, but certainly can give you just a friendly, fun kind of gift to give to somebody, whether it's housewarming or for new empty nesters, you know, that college-bound student who basically has a small room. You know, your big-ticket gifts are obviously people you like a lot, which might be a whole pasta machine if somebody's really into being active. And, you know, for those cooks that have almost everything, you know, you certainly give them a good serrated bread knife. Whatever you do, keep it simple, use the equipment, and have fun. Take care. Bye-bye.